little fun here with some show and tell. And today, Donnie goes to the front of the class to tell us what he's brought along.
Yeah, I have a show and listen.
Were you a big dog in school?
Instead of a show and tell, because, man, I can try and bring that audio back one time, and we can fully listen to what was going on with that, which is amazing. But I wanted to bring you guys something from when I was the Bone Brother. I'm trying to remember exactly what year I started working over at 93.3 The Bone. I think it was 2003. It's 2003, 2004. To where I was at KLIF, I did pretty much everything you can think of as far as that station goes. And I felt I was a little stuck as far as, you know, what I could do at that station and where I was going to go in the future. I was even maybe thinking about just saying forget it and going to do something else. I had a couple of instances like that where I was like, man, this is moving around for me. I just think I need to go and do something else. You know, I'm married. Maybe try to start a family, got to start trying to make some money or whatever. And then that's when they turned the Bone, and the Bone had been around, I don't know, a year maybe before I started working there. And I can remember distinctively Dan Bennett walking into the Cliff control room and asking, had I thought about, hey, maybe you should think about this opening that they have at the Bone. It's morning show producer. I thought, the Bone, that's classic rock. I don't know anything about that. I don't want to do that. And I was like, you know, and he's like, man, you should really think about it. Okay. So I went and talked to Boss Man Scott, interviewed with him. He's like, okay, well, I'll let you know. And I was thinking, let me know. I thought this thing was in the bag. What's going on here?
Right?
What are you talking about? Yes or no? You're taking me? What are we doing?
What are we doing? So I remember I was on my way to Austin. I got a phone call from Scott and he said, hey man, this is, the job is yours if you want it. Love to have you. I said, sure. And he told me when I was going to start it. I think I was going to start the next week. And he said, well, we have a big event coming up the weekend before. Won't you come and just try to get a feel of everything and what's going on? I said, sure. He said, you can meet Alice Cooper. I was like, who is she? And he said, boy, you got a lot to learn. And he hung up the phone.
Not off to a great start.
You got
there,
a lot to learn. So I get there and I'm working the morning show. And Bo Roberts is the host of the morning show. And Bo has done his specific show his way for a long time. So now you add me into the mix, and I had no clue where I was going to fit in. I really didn't.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the corner trying to learn about the music, trying to get in with what he's doing and where I fit and what they needed. So it took a long time to try to adjust. And that's the one scary thing about this business, when you kind of get into a new something that's out of your comfort zone and you're trying to find your way and you just don't know how it's going to go. And if you have somebody that you're working with that's old school and they will bypass you because they know exactly what they want and how they want it. And if you're trying to throw out ideas, which is a producer's job, and it's getting swatted to half court again, you get to some type of crossroads like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what am I supposed to be doing around here? What's going on? So it took a while to try to get adjusted to everything that was going on with that morning show. Now, don't get me wrong. Bo is awesome. I love that dude. He is incredible to work with. If you say work for, all that, he's a great guy, but he takes that show pretty seriously. So it's no BSing around when it comes to the content. You got to go, and we have to, we have to make this thing happen. So it's trying to get adapted to that culture. Man, I know you've probably had a whole bunch of situations like that where you're new to a station or a format or whatever, and you're just trying to get adjusted to everything.
Yeah, it's different and difficult, I think, especially when it's something, because like you're talking about, you just want the opportunities, and then you get one, and it may not be ideally in your head, be like, all right, well, I'm in radio, and I'm working full time, so I'll take it. And then you go, man, I don't know how this is going
to
work.
I don't know how much I'm supposed to talk on the air as the producer. Do they want a little more? Is it way more behind the scenes? What? I just didn't know what was going on. So, you know, you go about your ways. You're trying to get a feel for everything. So now he had this thing to where callers will call in. They give you three topics and you have to quickly write a song about it. One break, and you next break, you're coming back with this song. Did it like every Friday.
All right. It's kind of fun.
And I would hear him and see how everything was going. And all right, that's pretty cool. So I finally decided in my head, all right, I'm going to participate in this. I am going to probably, I did it a couple weeks before, just kind of write some stuff down to see if I had it, you know, right where it needed to be. He did his song, never heard anything from me. Well, this is the first time I actually came up with something that was worthy of the show. The first time I really felt like I was right in the mix and I was exactly where I needed to be in tune and lockstep with the show. And it was to the romantic song. I hear the secrets that you keep. Now, I'm trying to think of the topics off the top of my head. They might say it in the audio, but it was when Annika Sorenstam came here to the Colonial to play. That was the weekend. So she was one. And it, you know what? The audio may explain everything. So here's 2:45 of your boy finally getting a shot to fit in on the Bone Morning Show. With everything that's going on. It's myself, it's Bo, it's Randy James, and it's Cowboy Bill Martin, who's comedian William Lee Martin now. So check it out.
Yeah, maybe I'll say it later. Stick around for 8:45.
I personally think the first one was funny.
Okay.
We'll they're both equally funny.
Well, this song is going to suck big time, but here we go. I'll start it off, okay? Ready?
Yeah.
And we're doing it to... The Romantics! Here we go! Okay, plastic surgery and Annika's facial hair and just lesbian golfers in general, okay?
Those were the topics.
You should have had the Indigo Girls, but I couldn't find it. Here we go!
And I think I got everything that probably we shouldn't say. It's a different time at the ball.
When you close your eyes for your surgery, you gotta get that facial hair off of your cheek. Gotta finish in time to play a round of golf.
Golf, golf, golf.
Thanks
golf,
for the echo. Now you're getting all the men players all pissed off. You cause an aggravation. You give me constipation. And I know that I'm right, cause you're such an ugly sight. I see the secret that you keep. Yes, you stand up when you pee. I see the secret that you keep.
Here comes your boy.
Yes, you stand up when you pee.
When you're about to putt and you're in a crunch.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
The green looks like a carpet that you like to. I can see the hair on your upper lip.
Lip, 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 lip.
You need some hair removal and some bigger.
Okay. You yell discrimination.
You cause such aggravation.
You give me constipation. And I know that I'm right. You're such an ugly sight.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
they say something at the very end of it
we probably
definitely don't need to.
Man,
things were different back in 2003, 2004 on a rock station.
You guys had some opportunities to go even further, and you didn't. And I was
we did.
Yeah, well, I'm
at
sure
at the very end, but we just didn't play that. So
good.
Yeah, that was my very first opportunity to do on air bit at the Bone. Back in 2003-ish or something
number
like that.
One.
There you go. The show and tell.
There you go. It is show and tell. Man, it's just a different day and age.
And it is frantically trying to write that thing in 15 minutes while you play
a
couple
of
tunes.
A ton of time.
No. You get it? And like I said before, it was a couple weeks in a row where I was jotting something down, and I thought, okay, this is not bad, but didn't go with it. Hey, that's fine. That's how it works. And then when it finally saw, it's like, okay, we're going to you. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is the debut. This
my
is
my time
it.
To shine.
Man, I was in my head trying to see if I can hit the notes and everything. I've never been that nervous before. And that's how it sounded back
incredible.
In
the well
and
done.
We'll have way more well of that. Done. I found the hard drive, and we can go back in time to a lot of different things in my time with Show and Tell. But that's Show and Tell for this week.